Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April 30th, the last day of the month. Overnight, we had July corn down a penny and a half, 447 and three quarters. July wheat down 4¾ cents at 603 and three quarters. And July beans down 3¾ cents at 1178 and a quarter. The meal was up 440 at 358.70. That's the highest we've seen since the first week of February. But the bean oil making new lows here for this leg of the move, almost contract lows, down 122 ticks at 43.15. The labor strike in Argentina has certainly sent meal prices very strong here. The more they crush to get the meal, the more oil they're going to get, and they just don't have any place really to sell the oil. So the oil's down and the meal's up, and that might continue until they get this strike figured out. The deliveries were pretty heavy on the bean oil, 2,100 contracts. They always say buy lows, buy heavy deliveries on first notice day when you're on our lows. We're certainly there on the bean oil. The bean deliveries were 533, pretty much as expected, and the wheat 1151, maybe a little bit higher than expected. The crop ratings last night, 27% of the corn planted versus 22 on average. Not quite as good as they thought it would be. Beans 18 planted versus 10 on average. Again, not quite as good. The wheat condition 49% good to excellent on winter wheat. Down 1 percentage point, but not as bad as people thought. Spring wheat 34% planted versus 19 on average. Again, that's lower than what was expected out here. So while farmers did a pretty good job, it wasn't as strong as people thought. So today we'll have the Fed open market meeting. Today and tomorrow, I haven't really seen much, but I would expect interest rates to remain unchanged out here. We've got the outside markets absolutely in the tubes. We've got Bitcoin down $1,900 a coin. We've got gold down $43 an ounce. We've got silver down 96 cents an ounce. Crude oil is only down 22, but the stock market looks to open up about 150 lower here. The dollar's strong up 40. So I think all in all, the grains will be under some pressure here today. The weather around the country looks, you know, pretty good. Where it's dried out, farmers will be doing more planting. Storms came through. Yesterday wasn't as much rain, I think, as expected. And there'll be plenty of opportunities here today and tomorrow to get some more corn planted around the country. Maybe a shower or two this morning in Nebraska. But for the most part, the weather's settled down. Things should start drying out, warmer temperatures, and I don't see any real problems there. So I think we'll see most likely a lower day to start here, and we'll see if the funds want to come in and cover any short positions. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.